Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Carmen Turner Schott with us, a licensed clinical social worker, psychological astrologer, author, teacher. The book we're talking about tonight is called Phoenixes and Angels. She's been researching astrology, trauma, healing, and transformation for the past 28 plus years. Carmen began her astrological work at the age of 16 after an experience with a glowing ball of light in her doorway. We'll have her explain that, and began studying metaphysics and the Edgar Cayce material at the time. Carmen was born with intuitive abilities that she inherited from her maternal grandmother and uses these spiritual techniques to better serve clients and those who reach out to her for help and assistance. Carmen, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to this. And great book, by the way, Phoenixes and Angels. I love your cover.
Thank you. Yes, they did a great job on that. I wanted a phoenix and an angel and something just very beautiful. So I'm really happy with it.
Now, tell us what happened to you at 16.
Yes. Yeah, so one night I came back from a basketball game and I woke up in the middle of the night. And I always had to have my door open with the nightlight on. You know, I really didn't like the dark, and
yeah.
I was a dreamer. You know, I dream things and sleepwalk, and my parents didn't know what to do. And one night, I woke up, and I saw this glowing ball of light in my doorway, and it was translucent, kind of yellowy, watery, about the size, a little bigger than a softball, and it was just floating there. And I tried to yell for my mother, and our house is pretty small, and I had no voice. It's like I was frozen. I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. All I had control of was my mind. And I just laid there and prayed, please don't have it come in my room, over and over again, because it was the fear of the unknown. You know, now I would probably get up and walk over to this. But at the time, I thought, I don't know what this is. And it would come and go and just stay right in my door sill. And after hours of watching this ball, I finally, it's like it released me. And I was able to yell for my mother, and she saw it too. So I finally had a witness of some mystical, spiritual things that I had happen, and where they used to tell me, it's just your imagination. My mother saw this glowing ball as well. And after that, I really started researching angels and, you know, spirit guides and studying all of these things to try to explain my experience. You know, why did I see this? Why did I feel the way I did? And why did I dream things that would happen? You know, I did that throughout my life. Even in high school, I was always open-minded to these things, and I wasn't raised to believe in these things. I just was kind of born this way. And so that's kind of what happened with that glowing ball.
Would you call it an orb?
Yes, I would call it an orb. You know, as I started researching later on, I realized that that's probably what it was. And I started researching Eckankar and spirit guides and angels and, you know, and how they present themselves, you know, can be this yellow, white light or blue light. And I just read every book I could get about angels and orbs and everything. And so I started studying everything I could get my hands on when I was 16. And one of the first books I got, it was a little bookstore in St. Louis, Missouri called Mystic Valley. And I went in there looking for angel books, and I ended up getting a little book about Virgo, which is my sun sign. And I started teaching myself how to do my chart, you know. And back in those days, in the 90s, I had to do it by hand. You know, we didn't have computers and these programs to do all the math and longitude, latitude. So I was drawing my chart, and I just researched and studied, and my chart explained why I was the way I was. The 8th and 12th houses, I had a lot of planets in those houses, and it talks about spiritual unexplained gifts, dreams, seeing ghosts, seeing orbs, having these connections with the spirit world, and just these unexplained mystical experiences. I'm like, that's why I'm the way I am. It's my astrology chart, and that became my passion. And I just studied and did everything I could do to learn to bring that into counseling. And at 19, I started doing consults in the St. Louis, Missouri area, and just for free, you know, for fun, to help people through graduate school. And then as it grew, I developed my business and started doing astrology and teaching part-time. And then I always have had a normal job, you know, as a social worker, but I've always done astrology and brought it into what I do to help people.
I stay in St. Louis half the time. Did you know that?
I saw that on your bio. Yes, I went to college there at Fontbonne University.
Oh, sure. Great school.
I went there to play basketball, matter of fact, and then I was a little point guard shooter. I was a three-point shooter, but then I went to WashU. Yeah, I went to WashU to get my master's in social work right across the street there. And I grew up in Rolla, Missouri, you know, that's not too far from St. Louis.
Right.
That's where I grew up. Yeah.
It's a great area. It's been hot down there, too, lately.
Oh, very hot. Very hot.
Now, when did your interest in astrology begin?
Well, it really started, you know, after that orb and when I started trying to find something that could explain why I would dream things, why I would, you know, kind of be intuitive and know things. I was very empathic and just very sensitive to other people's energy. You know, I kind of feel if somebody was upset, if someone was, you know, mad, I could feel energy. And astrology validated why my personality was the way it was. And I just became obsessed with it, and I, you know, became a part of my life. And I talk it, you know, I live it when I meet people. I'm always like, what's your sign? Oh, this is why you're good at this. You know, I see people's strengths, and I really have astrology as a real part of my everyday life. You know, I kind of live it. For the past 28 years, I've been living it. So
we're going to take some readings with you in our last hour, and you don't want questions from people, just their birth date, right?
Yes, that's fine, and I can tell them a little bit about their sun sign, and if they know, you know, if they do have a question or two, I'm willing to do that, George, if you want to.
Sure, we'll have some fun, and then
yeah,
we'll take some general questions about astrology as well. What is a birth chart? What is that?
Yes, so the way I explain it, you know, my goal is to explain astrology on a very basic, practical level, so everyone will understand it. That's kind of my mission, because a lot of people shy away from astrology because they feel like it's complex, and it's all these symbols, and they don't know what it is. So a very easy way to explain to the audience what your birth chart is on when you're on Earth, the day you're born, when you're looking up at the sky on the day, month, year, exact time of birth, place of birth, all of the planets are in a certain star constellation, which we call the signs. And there's 12 zodiac signs in astrology. So those planets are in a certain star constellation, and they're in a certain area of the sky. And astrologers break the sky into 12 sections, which we call houses. And so it's like we take a picture of the sky, and we put it on a piece of paper, and that is the map of your soul. The birth chart is kind of when your soul came into the earth realm, because everything's energy, what your soul came here to learn. So even twins can have a slightly different birth map, a birth chart, you know, because the moon changes signs every 2 to 3 days. So sometimes twins will have a very different emotional nature depending on the time of birth, you know, how far out they were born apart. So, yeah, that's what a birth chart is. And it's symbols. You know, when you look at it, there's 12 houses. They're numbered. And those are the areas of the sky. And kind of in the center of that wheel is the Earth. And then we have all the planets that are in one of the star constellations. And so that unique map is your birth chart. And that's why it's so important that we have the time of birth as accurate as we can and the place, not just your date and year, to really do an in-depth reading and analysis, right? You really need that to do a psychological counseling session. But I can do basic energy on just on sun sign alone. You know, I can do that.
That's what we'll do with our calls.
Yes, yes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now, generally, when you talk about 12 astrological houses, what does that mean?
Yes. So the way astrologers, we break it up is that each area of the sky represents an area of life. So on that piece of paper, you know, when we, you know, take a picture of the sky, put it on there, it looks like a wheel. And each area of life is ruled by one of the 12 zodiac signs. And it's really easy when you start realizing that each sign goes in order, you know, 1 to 12. So the first house is ruled by Aries. It's a fire sign. So the first house is all about your identity, yourself, your appearance. You know, the rising sign starts the first house cusp. That's how people perceive you. That's how they think you are, right? That rising sign. And then the second house is money, finance, security, what you value. The third house is communication, siblings, short journeys, publishing, radio, writing. Fourth house is home and family. It's your childhood, your roots, your parents, your future home. The fifth house is your self-expression, your creativity, you know, how you show people who you are. You know, a lot of talented, you know, artistic people have fifth house planets. The sixth house is health. So we can see a lot about your health, your routine, your diet, with the sixth house. The seventh house is the house of marriage and partnership. So we look at the seventh house to see, you know, what kind of marriage, what kind of partners are you going to draw? What kind of karmic issues will you have in relationships? The eighth house, which is in my book, Phoenixes and Angels, is what I've researched a lot. And this is the house of death. This is the house of rebirth, healing, regeneration, change. It's a very powerful house. It's ruled by Scorpio. So it's ruled by Pluto, which is all about cataclysmic change of the identity, the emotions, the soul. So there's a lot of trauma that comes with eighth house planets, but also healing. And people become psychologists, social workers, and Reiki masters and astrologers, right, when you have eighth house planets. And they usually have unexplained spiritual experiences from my research if you have planets in that eighth house there. And then the ninth house is all about foreign travel, foreign culture, higher education, higher knowledge. And that 10th house cusp is your career cusp. So the 10th house rules your career, the public, how successful you are, right? Your goals, your achievements, where you shine at work, what kind of careers are good for you. We can see what sign is on that 10th house, and that's how we would analyze that. And then the 11th house is friendship, groups, humanitarian causes, networking, you know, acquaintances. And then the 12th house is, you know, my favorite house, and it's the house of angels. It's the house of cosmic consciousness. It's the house of that is about connecting to God or a higher power. It's all about spirituality and finding a mission in life and helping other people, serving others. And it's the house of dreams, of mysticism, right? All of these spiritual, mystical things, because it's ruled by Pisces and the planet Neptune. And so those are the kind of the 12 houses in a short little explanation.
Carmen, in your book, Phoenixes and Angels, which you've explained, the eighth house is phoenixes, the 12th are angels. But why did you single out eighth and 12?
Yeah, so it all kind of started with my research when I had that experience that I couldn't explain. I started seeing these patterns and all of the people that I would do astrology charts for. And when they have planets in the 8th or 12th house, almost 99% of the time, they would tell me, I had dreams that happened. I dreamed about my grandmother before she passed. Or I dreamed my friend's parents divorced and they divorced. You know, they would know things through their dreams. Also, they also had loss of a loved one at a young age, or a friend or a parent. And that happened to me. I lost a friend that same year I saw that orb. I lost a friend unexpectedly that passed away when I was 16, and that really changed my life. And so everything that I researched started showing in other people and in my own life. And I became obsessed with the 8th and 12th houses and realized I could use my knowledge to help others understand, you know, they're not a victim, that they chose to be born at this time to go through these very deep, profound experiences. And they chose to have these spiritual abilities so they could help other people. And once I started counseling people on the strengths of having planets there, it really helped me too. It helped me to help others because, you know, back in the 90s and the old days, I could never find any books on the 12th house or 8th house that explained my experiences.
Right.
And so that's why I became obsessed with this. And if you even look out there now, there's not a lot of books about this. My books are one of the few, right, that are about the 12th or 8th house. So I really love to help people that have planets here because they have similar experiences. They feel very alone. They feel like they're not from Earth. You know, that's what I hear from a lot of 8th and 12th house people. They kind of feel like they were an alien, right? Like, I don't belong here. What am I doing here? I feel so different than everyone. And every time I hear this with everyone I meet that has these planets in these two houses, and so I created Facebook groups a long time ago when it was brand new. I created an 8th house astrology group and a 12th house astrology group. And I got people from all over the world in these groups. And it's, you know, it's free. They help each other. It's like support groups. They post their birth charts. I'm the admin. You know, I help them and people share and help each other. And it's just a wonderful community. And I've been building those two groups for many years. So a lot of my research comes from people sharing their experiences through my astrology groups, too. So that was a big part of my book, Phoenixes and Angels, that I shared some client stories in there of real things that have happened to them.
Now, the definition of phoenixes are remarkable individuals. Is that what you mean here?
Yes. Phoenix, to me, a phoenix is it's someone that has the sun or moon or three or more planets in the eighth house, or a lot of Scorpio in their birth chart, like a Scorpio sun, a Scorpio moon. And I call them phoenixes because they go through these death and rebirth experiences. What the phoenix does, you know, it can accumulate. It brings energy in. It can get really heavy, you know, and it's like on Harry Potter when the phoenix bird blew up. He's like, it's about time, right? that's what happens with Eighth House people. They repress and hold on to everything, and then they let it go and they cut ties and they're reborn emotionally, mentally, physically, and they have, it's like they wake up and they feel like they're a whole different person. Like they don't even know who they are anymore because they've changed on a deep level. That's why I call them phoenixes, because they rise from the ashes stronger, and they're one of the most resilient houses is the Eighth House. It's one of the most resilient. So no matter what trauma or hard challenges life gives Eighth House people, and I call them phoenixes, they are able to overcome it, and they become what I call wounded healers. They go out in the world and help other people that have been through what they've been through, and it's amazing. And to hear their stories, and when you see and hear what they've been through, they're strong. You know, they really are. And that's why, you know, to me, a phoenix is powerful, right? A very powerful, strong, healing individual, right?
Now, do the different houses, the 12 houses, all go to different people, or can one individual touch all 12 houses?
That's a good question. So it depends on the date, month, time, place, your birth, where all those planets are going to be. So some people may not have any planets in some of the houses, right? And that's how we know your unique personality, because everybody's going to have planets in different houses, different signs. And if you don't have a planet in a house, it's not a bad thing. I always tell people that what we look at then is we want to see what astrological sign falls on that house cusp. So we still can analyze 8th house energy, 12th house energy. And we also have what's called transits, a transit chart. And so what's going on in the sky right now, we can put that on top of your birth chart, and I can tell you, okay, you've got a Pluto transit in your 8th house, or Saturn transit in your 12th house. And you still are going to experience 8th and 12th house energy in your life, even if you're not born with planets there in your birth chart, if that makes sense.
Pretty remarkable.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.